His friends told him that the kids will drive you crazy.
朋友说，这小孩啊会让你疯狂。
But the old man does not listen to his friends.
但是这个一老人就没有听他朋友讲。
He went ahead and bought that little house that was nice and pretty, but was just down the street from the local junior high school.
那他就买了一个房子呢，这个房子是在离这个中学不远的地方。
For a few weeks, he lived in peace and quiet. It was no problem, not a single problem at all.
在前几个礼拜呢，他住的那个房子呢，很安静，都没有什么问题。
And then the new school year started.
然后呢，这个新的学期就开始了。
The next afternoon, after school, three young boys full of energy paraded down the street.
那在那天下午，当开学以后呢，有三个男孩子呢，他们就好像游行一样，从这个街道就走过来。
With sticks in their hands, they went around the neighborhood down the street, beating on every can there was, every garbage can there was on the street.
他们就带着棍子，然后经过每一家就打那个垃圾桶。
And they did this day after day after day.
然后他们每天都这样做，一天又一天都是这样做。
The old man decided that one day he had to take some action.
这老人家就觉得有一天他必须要做一些事情啊。
So one afternoon, the old man went out to meet these three young boys who were, again walking down the street, beating on all the garbage cans.
所以有一天下午，这老人家就走出来，他要这个面对这三个敲的这个垃圾桶的这个男孩子。
And he said to these boys, "Look, you kids are a lot of fun."
他就对这个男孩讲说，哎，你们是觉得很好玩。
I'd like to see how you like to express yourself this way.
我想要看看你们是怎么样表达你们自己。
Because what you're doing reminds me of when I was your age.
你们所做的呢，就让我想到我像你们这么大的时候。
In fact, I like it so much, I will pay each of you $1 if you come by every day and to beat on all these cans.
那如果我给你们，我愿意给你们一块钱，每人一块钱，然后呢，你们每天呢就做这样的事情，敲那个垃圾桶。
So the three young drummers.Looked at each other and smiled, and they agreed.
所以这三个男孩就互相看一看，那他们就微笑，觉得哦，他们可以接受这样子的这个这样子的这交易。
After a few days, the old man went out in the afternoon and met these three young drummers again.
这几天之后呢，这老人家又出来面对三个鼓手。
This time the old man had a sad smile on his face.
那
He looked a little bit sad.
那这个老人家呢，在看到这个男孩子的时候，他脸上表情有点这个沮丧。
And he spoke to these boys and said, "The economy, the recession is really hitting me hard."
然后他就跟这个男孩子讲说，哎呀，这个经济实在是不好啊，让我这个受到很大的这个压力，这经济不好。
From now on, I can only pay you 50 cents each if you come by to play these drums.
所以啊，从现在开始啊，我没有办法付你一块钱，我只能付你半块钱，50 cents. 你们每天还是照做。
The noisemakers, these three young boys, of course, were a little bit disappointed, but they, what can they do? So, they said, okay, we will take your 50 cents.
那这三个小男孩听了就觉得也有点失望啊，只能得到这个五毛钱，那他们就说，那也没有别的办法了，还是只好照做了。
A few days later, the old man again went out in the afternoon to meet these three young boys as they were coming down the street banging on all the garbage cans.
那几天之后呢，当这三个小男孩又是在这边敲这个垃圾桶的时候呢，那老人家又出来要又碰到他们了。
The old man said, "Look, I still have not received my social security check."
那这个老人家就说，哎。你知道吗？我还没收到我这个社会安全的这个支票。
So I'm not going to be able to pay you more than 25 cents each.
所以我现在没有办法，我只能给你一个人就说我只能给你付你们两毛五了。
Will that be okay?
那两毛五这样行不行呢？
The leaders of these three boys said, "A lousy quarter?"
这三个男孩当中的领袖说，啊，只能得到一个这么廉价的这个两毛五啊。
If you think that we're going to waste our time coming here every day banging on these cans for a lousy 25 cents, you're nuts.
如果你以为你就只付我们两毛五，就要我们每天这样子从街头走到街尾敲这个垃圾桶的话，那你实在是神经病了。
He said, "No way, Mister, we quit."
我们不再做了，我们不要，我们不做了。
From that day on, the old man enjoyed his peace and quiet in the afternoon.
是从那天以后呢，这个老人家呢又可以享受他这个平静的生活了。
Has someone stolen your joy lately?
最近有没有人把你的这个喜乐偷走了呢？
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, it is easy to lose our joy.
神啊，我们实在是很容易就把我们的喜乐丢掉。
Our happiness is so fragile, it can disappear in a moment.
我们的快乐是这么样的脆弱，很多时候一下子就不见了。
We pray that you will speak to our hearts, O Lord, today.
我们祷告求你自己来对我们心来说话。
Especially to those of us who are going through a difficult time.
特别是在我们当中我们经历困难的。
Now, O Lord God, may the words of my mouth
现在就求神来透过马牧师的口
and the meditation of all our hearts
我们每一个人心里面的默想
may all that be acceptable and pleasing to you
能够来让神你来接受
for you are our rock and our redeemer
因为你是我们的岩石你是我们的救赎主
Amen
Amen
Let me ask again, has someone or something stolen your joy lately?
让我再问你一次，最近有没有什么人或什么事情把你的喜乐给偷掉了呢？
Maybe a disappointing circumstance.
可能是一个让人很失望的一个情况。
Or a tragedy that caused you much pain.
或者是一个悲剧，那造成很大的痛苦。
Maybe you are sitting here today feeling a little bit angry.
可能你坐在当中，你觉得有一些生气。
Maybe angry at other people.
对别人生气。
Or maybe you're even angry at God for allowing pain into your life.
甚至你也可能是对神来生气，为什么让这样痛苦的事情发生在你身上呢？
If you would open your Bible again to John chapter 11.
如果我们可以打开圣经，在约翰福音的第十一章。
We're looking at the story about Jesus and his good friend Lazarus.
我们要看一个故事，是耶稣和他的朋友拉撒路。
The Bible tells us that Jesus loved Lazarus very much.
圣经告诉我们耶稣爱拉撒路非常爱拉撒路
This was a Lazarus who had two sisters, Mary and Martha, and they lived in Bethany.
这个拉撒路他有两个姐姐马大和玛利亚他们住在伯大尼
And Lazarus became very sick, and even to the point of dying.
那拉撒路他生病生得很重甚至就快要死了
Well, if you were Mary and Martha, what would you do? Of course you would send for Jesus.
那如果你是玛利亚或马大的话，你会怎么做呢？你就会赶快要去把耶稣请来。
Because you believe.
因为你相信。
Because you have faith.
因为你有信心。
You believe in two things.
你相信两件事情。
You believe that Jesus has the power.
你相信耶稣有这能力。
He is able to save people.
他能够救人。
And number two, you believe that Jesus cares.
那第二件事情，你也相信耶稣他是关心人的。
So if you have a Jesus who is able to,And is caring, of course he would come and help Lazarus.
如果你知道耶稣他是有能力救人，他也是关心人的，那么你相信他一定会来，要来救拉撒路。
Now where was Jesus?
那耶稣在哪里呢？
In the end of chapter 10, it said that Jesus went to the place where John the Baptist was baptizing people.
在第十章的最尾巴的地方就提到说，耶稣到了施洗约翰在给人施洗的地方。
It was not very far from Bethany.
离伯大尼并不远。
Maybe about 20 miles.
可能离有20英里。
And how long would it take to walk for about 20 miles?
20英里要走多久呢？
Let's say you walk about 4 miles an hour. It would probably take you 5 hours then.
如果我们一小时可以走4英里的话，那可能要走个5个小时。
So it could have, Jesus could have just left right there and then.
耶稣如果当时就马上离开，然后就走的话
，In less than one day he would be there with Lazarus.
不到一天，他就能够见到拉撒路。
But in verse 6 it said that when Jesus heard about Lazarus's illness, he waited 2 more days.
第六节提到说，当耶稣听到拉撒路生病之后呢，他又留了两天。
And in verse 17, if you read on, you would say that when Jesus finally arrived in Bethany, Lazarus was then dead.
在十七节的地方就是说，当耶稣终于走到的时候呢，拉撒路已经死了。
And not just died, he had been dead for already 4 days.
不单单是死了，而且已经死了四天了。
Okay, do the math.
我们来算一下数学。
Let's say Lazarus even died as the servants came to tell Jesus about his sickness.
我们就说，如果拉撒路是在他这个仆人来见耶稣的那个时候死掉的话。
And Jesus waits 2 days.
那耶稣等了两天。
Then at least he took another 2 days to walk from where he was to Bethany.
那至少呢，他又走了两天才到伯大尼。
Something that could have taken him 5 hours, he took 2 days.
一个原来只要可能五个小时就可以走到呢，他竟然又花了两天的时间。
Why would Jesus wait?
那耶稣基督到底在等什么呢？
Well, when Jesus finally, well, let's answer that question later on. But when Jesus finally got into Bethany, the two sisters came up to meet him.
刚刚那个问题呢，我们等一下再回答。那再回到故事里面，耶稣到了伯大尼的时候呢，玛利亚来见耶稣。
Both sisters are very sad, you can imagine.
你可以想象两个姐姐非常的难过。
And Martha and Mary grieved differently. Martha was more intellectual. She carried on a conversation with Jesus.
马大和玛利亚他们的哀伤表现方式是不太一样的。马大是一个理性的悲伤，那玛利亚呢是比较感性的悲伤。
It said in the Bible, Mary just fell at Jesus' feet and wept.
那在圣经里面提到说，Mary
she fell at his feet and wept.
玛利亚她就在耶稣的脚前，她倒下，然后就在那边哭泣。
But both sisters said the exact same thing to Jesus.
但是他们两位姐妹呢，对耶稣讲的话是一模一样的。
If you had been here, Lord, my brother would not have died.
主啊，如果你早在这里，我的弟兄就必不死。
If you had been here,
你若早在这里。
If you had been here,
你若早在这里。
They believed in Jesus.
他们相信耶稣。
They believed that Jesus could help their brother.
他们相信耶稣是能够帮助他的弟兄。
They believe that Jesus cared and loved the brother.
他们也相信耶稣是关心他的弟兄。
So why didn't Jesus come?
那为什么耶稣基督没有来？
Why did Jesus fail them?
为什么耶稣基督没有在应该来的时间出现呢？
Today many of us feel the same way.
今天我们当中可能很多人都有这样子的感觉。
Why doesn't God come to my rescue when I need him?
为什么神没有在我需要他的时候来解救我呢？
We believe that God can do all things.
我们相信神可以做所有的事情。
And the Bible tells us that God cares about us.
那在圣经里面也提到说神是关心我们的。
So what is the problem?
那到底问题出在哪里呢？
So perhaps God.
也许是神。
Maybe number one.
第一个可能性。
He is impotent.
他没有能力。
He does not, well he cares but he doesn't have the power.
他很关心我们，但是他没有这个能力。
Or number two,
或者第二个可能性，
he could be just aloof.
他可能是很冷漠的。
He has the power,
他有这个能力，
but he doesn't care about us.
但是他对我们漠不关心。
There's still a third possibility.
那也有可能有第三个可能性。
Maybe there's no God.
有可能根本没有神。
Right?
是不是？
If we need God to help us and he doesn't help us,It's only these three possibilities.
如果我们需要神的帮助，而他没有来帮助我们，那就只有这三个可能性了。
But if you look at this whole passage as an entire story,
如果我们将这故事看得完整一点，
Jesus did not ignore Lazarus.
耶稣并没有忽略拉撒路。
He did not ignore the sisters either.
他并没有来忽略他的姐妹。
In the same way, I believe this.Bible passage is talking to us.
同样的，这一段圣经节也要来对我们说话。
God is not ignoring us.
神并没有忽略我们。
Number one,
第一点，
God sees past our pain.
神看透我们的痛苦。
He knows better than we do.
他比我们更知道我们自己。
He can see wider and farther than we can.
神可以比我们看得更广更远。
When we look at what is in front of us, He sees the big picture.
当我们只看到眼前的时候，他看到的是一个全貌。
Look at verse 4 with me.
让我们来看，一起来看第四节。
Concerning Lazarus' sickness, Jesus said, it is for God's glory so that God's Son may be glorified through it.
第四节就提到拉撒路的病，耶稣说这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Does he not know about Lazarus' sickness? Of course not. He does. He knows about it.
他难道不知道拉撒路 的病情吗？他当然知道的。
How about the timing? Verse 6, it said that when he heard Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was two more days.
那我们来看看那个时间性。他在拉撒路知道生病，他在知道拉撒路生病之后呢，又等了两天。
He seemed to know exactly when he should go.
耶稣基督似乎知道他什么时候应该走。
It's not because he was having dinner with his friends. Oh, I cannot leave now.
他并不是因为正在跟朋友们吃饭，所以说哦，现在走不开。
We might be like that, but not Jesus.
我们可能会像那样子，可是耶稣不是这样子。
And in verse 11, Jesus made it very clear that our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep.But I'm going there to wake him up.
在十一节的地方就提到说拉撒路睡了那我要到那里去把他叫醒。
Indeed, Jesus was going to help Lazarus.
事实上耶稣是要去帮助他。
But his reason is different, his timing is different, his methods is different.
他的时间不一样他的原因不一样时间不一样那他用的方法也不一样。
Different from what people expected.
他所用的跟我们想的不一样我们所预期的并不一样。
May I ask a question? How many of us actually eat instant noodles?
我可不可以问大家我们当中有多少人吃方便面泡面的
Alright, okay. I like to eat that too, especially for lunch. It's quick, it's fast.
我也喜欢吃方便面泡面因为这样很快。
How many of us use ATMs?
那我们有多少人用那个自动提款机
Because the bank hours are very strange, unless there are several banks. Most banks close at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you cannot get money.
因为银行开店的时间很奇怪，那三点之后就关了，所以三点之后你拿不到钱了。
I don't like to wait in line, so I like to just go to the machine, put in my card, get my money.
我不喜欢排队，所以我宁愿去那个自动提款机，然后呢就用那机器来提钱。
Let me ask one more question.How many of us have a microwave oven at home?
那我再问你，有多少人有微波炉在家里有微波炉的
？Some people don't.
有一些人没有吗
？When my wife cooks, I think it takes too long.
当我太太在煮饭的时候，我觉得煮太久了。
So we buy these things from the supermarket. We can just stick in the microwave, press a button, and then we can eat it.
所以我们在超级市场买一些那个微波炉的食品，然后就很快放进微波炉，很快就可以。好了。
One more question. When you go to the supermarket, how many of us do not like to wait in line?
在我们当中多少人？我再问一个问题：我们到这个超级市场的时候，有多少人不喜欢排队的
？But fortunately, there's something called an express lane.
还好，这现在有那个快速的那个快速线。
They say only if you get 12 items or less, you can line up there.
But 如果
it's okay.
如果你买12个项目或以下的话呢，你就可以走这个快速道。
How many of us have cheated?
那我们当中有多少人曾经这个作弊
过 ？13 items and 14 items, you just say, oh, it's one item. Okay.
你可能有13或14项，然后你说，这几个是在一起的。
We like things fast.
我们喜欢事情很快
，fast, fast, 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 fast,
很快，很快，很快，很快。
This mentality, instant gratification,
这样子的思维方式，立即的得到满足。
I want something, I want it right now.
我需要什么事情，而且我需要马上要。
Has flowed into our relationship with people.
这样子的，在我们的跟人的关系里面，到处都是。
Has flowed into our relationship with God.
甚至是我们和神的关系也是这样。
God, I want something now.
神啊，我需要，马上需要。
I'm hurting. I want relief now.
神啊，我现在受伤，我需要就得到解脱，马上。
When God does not answer immediately, we get angry immediately.
如果神没有马上给我们答案，我们就马上的生气。
I was watching television the other day and watching a show about people who are stabbed by things.
我有一天在看电视的时候呢，是看到一个节目，那就看到呢有人呢是被砍了。
Or things sticking inside a person.
或者是有什么事情呢？有什么东西呢？就戳进了人的身体。
A man fell onto a drill, and the drill went into his eye.
有一个人呢跌倒，结果呢这个电钻呢就穿了他的眼睛。
And then they showed in the television series reenactment, they took the whole person with the drill in his eye to the hospital.
这个节目实在是有点恶心哦，他是说把这个电钻哈、哦，就跟这个人呢就带去的医院。
I'm thinking so absurd. Why don't you just take it out first?
那我觉得这个有点奇怪，为什么不把这当时就把这个电钻给拔下来呢
？But I remember when I took first aid course, the instructor told me that if you get stabbed by a knife.
那我就记得我以前上过那个急救的课的时候呢，我记得那个指导员就说，如果有被刀刺到身体里面的话
，and the knife stays there，
那个刀就留在身体里面。
What are you supposed to do？
那你应该怎么做呢
？Oh， when we watch the television shows or watch the movies like Rambo or something， they always pull it out， right？
而我们在看电视影集啊，像兰波的时候呢，你就看到他们就把那个刀就拔出来。
Yeah， if you get an arrow stuck in here， they just pull it out。
哦，有那个箭射到身体呢，他们就把它拔掉。
The first aid instructor said, "Do not do that. That will kill you."
那个急救的那个指导员就说，第一件事情就不能把它拔出来，因为拔出来可能就会丧命。
Because it might be keeping you from bleeding to death.
因为那个东西在身体里面呢，可以防止你呢继续流血。
Because you do not know if it's cut an artery. If you pull it out and the artery suddenly is loose, you can die in minutes.
因为不知道这个刺进去的东西有没有砍到这个动脉。那如果砍到动脉的话，一拔起来，这动脉就大出血了。
So you have to stabilize everything and then send the person to the hospital. There the doctors will know what to do.
所以我们应该让这个物体就保持在身体里面，然后稳定下来，然后送到医院，让医生来处理。
But we are in pain.
但是我们在痛苦当中
，We ask God, just remove it right now.
我们就跟神讲说，神啊，求你赶快把它拔掉。
Sometimes God sees past our pain.
有些时候，神看过超过我们的这个所受的痛苦。
If we suddenly take that pain away, it could hurt us even more.
如果我们马上把这痛苦拔掉的话，可能我们受的痛苦会更大。
One, can you please close your eyes?
哦，我把我的眼睛闭起来。
Okay.Open your eyes.
我打开我的眼睛。
What do you see?
我实在看不清楚。
Okay.
看到什么
？Okay. Now what do you see?
我慢慢拉远之后，我看到是马牧师在给 Chris 文斌的儿子施洗。
Oh, it's a picture of I just pulled him from my office. Is picture of baptism.
这是从马牧师办公室拿出来的一张照片。
If you put a picture very close to your nose.
如果你把这个照片拿得非常靠近你的鼻子
，All you see is a blur of colors.
所以你所看到的是一个很模糊的彩色的影像。
But as you remove the picture further away from your face,
如果把这张照片慢慢拿离你的鼻子
，Well, for some of us, we need to move further.
有一些人呢，我们当中有些人可能要拿得更远一点。
Then we begin start to see the faces, the people in the picture.
那我们就开始就可以看到这个人的脸啊，然后这照片。
We see the details and we see the background.
我们就可以看到很细的，然后背景都可以看到了。
It's the same with the experiences in our lives.
这就跟我们的在生活当中、生命当中我们的经验是一样的。
As time slowly passes and we are farther away from the event.
当我们所发生的事情慢慢远离我们时间 远去的时候
The experience takes on meaning. We understand more about the experience.
我们这个经验呢就能够透过这个慢慢远离的事件我们就能够更明白这个意义
Perspective is very limited when we're standing too close to the actual event in our lives.
我们所看的这个角度如果我们在很近的时候我们看不清楚
All we see is a blur.
我们所看到的就是模糊的
So God sees past our pain.
所以神看透了我们所受的痛苦
He knows what's going on.
他知道到底发生什么事情
Let's finish the story.
那我们来看
Number two, God works through our pain.
神是使用我们所受的痛苦
God has his reason.
神有他的理由
for sometimes allowing pain to come into our lives.
有些时候让这个痛苦来到我们的生命当中。
If you look later on in the passage, verse 20-39, Jesus told them, "Remove the stone. Take the stone out of this tomb."
如果你看圣经节，在39节提到说，耶稣要他们把石头从坟墓挪开来。
Martha says, "No, no, no. It's been 4 days. He's starting to smell."
那马大说，不要不要不要，已经四天了，他已经发臭了。
Yeah, starting to smell like豆腐乳啊，
他说味道像那个臭的像臭豆腐，豆腐乳
or 臭豆腐 same. But Jesus said in verse 40, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you will see the glory of God?"
但是耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗？
Finally, they took away the stone.
最后他们就把石头挪开来了。
Jesus prays to the Father.
耶稣对神来祷告。
All this is to show them that you have sent me.
耶稣对神说，我做这些是为了要让人看到你所差我来的意义。
They calls into the tomb, Lazarus, come out.
然后他就对坟墓叫说，拉撒路出来。
Lazarus came back to life.
然后拉撒路就复活了。
And in verse 45, the last verse that we're supposed to be looking at, it said that many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him.
在45节的地方就看到说，那些来看玛利亚的犹太人见了耶稣所做的事，就多有信他的。
Sometimes God uses the pain in our lives to show us something about himself.
有些时候神透过我们所受的痛苦能够看到神自己。
C.S. Lewis, the famous author who wrote many Christian books.
C.S. Lewis, 他写过很多基督教的书籍。
He said that God whispers to us in our pleasures.
他说神用轻声细语神在快乐的事情上面对我们轻声细语。
But God shouts at us through our pain.
神用痛苦来对我们大声的喊叫。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
God is trying to reveal himself to humanity.
神试图的要将他自己的人性表现出来。
He wants to reveal himself, show himself to people.
他要将他自己来对人来显示。
And when we are having a good time, everything is fine and happy.
当我们很快乐的时候，好像什么事情都很好，很快乐。
That's God's way of saying, Hey, I'm here.
然后那个时候呢，是神他会说：“哎，我有听到。
”I gave you those pleasures，
我给你那些快乐。
But when we're going through pain，
当我们经历那个痛苦的时候
，C.S. Lewis is like God saying， "Hey， I'm here."
那 C.S. Lewis 里面提到说，就是大声的说：“嘿、hey, ，我在这里。
Look for me，
来看我。
The pain is so that you will look， turn your eyes to Jesus。
当你受痛苦的时候，你就有机会来。”转眼来向神。
God sometimes uses our pain to show us more about himself.
神有些时候要通过这痛苦让我们能够来看神。
In the passage we're looking at today, God used the pain of Lazarus and Mary and Martha to show them that he is the savior of the world.
神透过拉撒路、玛利亚、马大他们所受的痛苦来让我们来看到神，来认识他。
There are other times God uses pain to show us more about ourselves.
那有些时候神透过我们所受的痛苦来让我们认识我们自己。
Remember the Apostle Paul.
记得保罗，使徒保罗。
In the second book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
在哥林多后书第十二章。
There he mentions that to keep him from being prideful.
在那边他提到说要防止他骄傲。
God sent him a messenger from Satan, a thorn in the flesh, the Bible says.
神就给他在撒旦那边给他一个信息，就是在他肉体上面有刺。
And we do not know what the thorn in the flesh is.
我们不知道他肉体上面的这个刺是什么。
Some people say maybe it's his illness, maybe it's a problem with his eyes.
有些人觉得说可能是他的生病，或者是说他的眼睛视力。
Some people say that maybe it's Paul struggles with sin. That's why he calls it a thorn in the flesh.
有些人觉得说或许是保罗他的罪性，就是他肉体上面的一个刺。
Or maybe some people say it must be his wife.
那有人说可能是他的太太。
Must be like a thorn in the flesh.
就好像是身体上面的刺。
And Paul said in 2 Corinthians, three times I asked God to remove that thorn.
神在哥林多书里面提到三次我求神将这个刺来离开我。
But God didn't take it away.
神并没有将这个刺来挪去。
But God said, my grace is sufficient for you.
但是神说我的恩典够你用。
My power is made perfect in your weakness.
我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
Paul realized that if it were not for that thorn, he would become very proud.
保罗知道如果他身体没有这个刺的话，他会是一个很骄傲的人。
Lastly, sometimes God uses pain in our lives to do something beautiful.
我们最后一点提到，神可能有些时候要透过这样子的痛苦让事情是很美好的。
Let me tell you a story from India.
让我来讲一个在发生在
Many years ago, there was a rich man who had a servant, and the job of the servant was to carry water from a distant stream to the master's house.
在很多年以前, 有一个仆人, 他, 他的工作呢, 在印度, 他的工作呢, 是, 来装水, 水罐, 然后带到他的主人的家。
The servant carried the water in two large pots, which he hung on the opposite ends of a big pole, and he carried them across his neck.
他要担两担的这个水缸, 然后挑在肩上, 挑在肩上, 然后到主人家。
One pot was in perfect condition and always delivered a full portion of water on this long journey from the stream to the master's house.
那其中的一缸呢, 是完整的, 完整的缸, 然后呢, 就从这个西边呢, 就可以, 送到主人家。
The other pot had a crack in it.
那另外一个缸呢, 它是有裂痕的。
Always arrived at the master's house only half full.
那当这个有裂痕的缸, 到主人家的时候呢, 都只剩下一半了。
For 2 years, the servant carried only every day 1.5 pots of water to the master's house.
那有很多年呢, 他都是, 来挑这两缸, 然后到主人家呢, 都剩下一缸半的水。
The undamaged pot was very proud of itself.
那这个完整的缸呢, 它就非常的骄傲, 非常的, 觉得感觉非常骄傲。
It had been made to carry water without leaking, and it did its job perfectly.
他觉得说, 真的是, 该装的水都装满, 而且都能够带到。
The cracked pot, however, felt very ashamed.
那这个有裂痕的缸呢, 就觉得很丢脸。
It was miserable knowing that it was not able to do everything it was made to do.
觉得很可怜呢, 该做的事不能够做到。
Still, it did the best it could.
但是呢, 它做了它能够做的最大的可能性。
Even though it's only half of what the other pot could do.
虽然它只做了, 它只能够盛半缸的水到主人家。
Finally, the crack pot one day spoke to the servant by the stream.
那有一天呢, 这个有裂痕的缸呢, 就对他的这个仆人说,
spoke to the servant, actually.
就是这个缸呢, 就对这个仆人说,
He said, I must apologize to you.
说我必须要对你说抱歉。
For 2 years now,
从现在开始两年,
Yeah, for 2 years now, I've been only able to deliver half my load because of this crack on my side.
所以过去两年呢, 因为我这个缸上有裂痕, 所以我只能带半缸的水来带到水。
I will leak out all this water as you carried water from the stream to the master's house.
当你从这个溪边要走到主人家的时候呢, 我就拼命的就漏水, 漏, 就沿路的漏。
Yeah, because of my flaws, you're not able to get the full benefit of all your effort.
那因为我的这个裂痕呢, 你就不能够得到应该有的这个, 所在的这个两缸的水。
The servant simply said, Today as we go, we return to the master's house, I want you to notice the flowers on the side of the path.
那, 这个仆人就说, 今天我要你, 当我们这样走过去的时候呢, 你就要看我们走过的路上, 的这些花。
As they made their way back to the house, the crackpot saw the beautiful flowers, the gorgeous wildflowers that grew along the side of the road, and he was a little bit cheered by their beauty.
当这个, 破缸, 有裂痕的缸, 跟着这个仆人这样走, 沿路的走到主人家的时候, 他就看沿路那个花, 沿路上面的花都非常的漂亮, 那他觉得很高兴。
When they reached the house, the servant asked the pot,
那当他们到了这个主人家的时候呢, 这个仆人就问这个裂痕的缸,
So, did you notice that there are only flowers on your side of the path?
那你有没有注意到, 这个花呢, 都是在, 你这个有裂痕的缸的这一边才有花呢, 在这个路上。
He said, I've always known about your flaw, and I took advantage of it.
那我其实知道你的这个不完全, 但是呢, 事实上我就用了这个不完全。
I planted flower seeds on only your side of the path. And every day as we walked back from the stream, you watered the flowers.
我就放了很多的种子在, 这一侧, 就是有裂痕缸的这一侧, 放了很多的花的这个种子, 然后我们走过去的时候, 就有水。
For 2 years now, I've been able to pick up all these beautiful flowers and to decorate my master's house.
过去的两年呢, 因为着这些花, 我能够摘下来, 然后来, 插在主人的家里面。
If you were not just the way you are, my master would never have this beauty to grace his house.
如果要不是因为你有这个裂痕, 能够来浇水的话呢, 我主人的家就没有这么漂亮的这些花。
When I first learned that my mother had cancer,
当我知道我的母亲有癌症的时候,
my world seemed to have just collapsed on itself.
这个, 似乎这个天地就在我面前就崩溃了。
I was the baby of the family, 老幺。
马牧师是家中的老幺。
And my mommy loved me the most.
母亲是最疼爱这个老幺的。
And I couldn't understand why God would allow it to happen.
我实在没有办法理解为什么神让这样的事情发生。
When I first learned that my mother had lung cancer, I didn't know what God was doing.
当我知道我的母亲有肺癌的时候，我实在不知道神在要做什么。
I only knew that my mother was a very stubborn woman, and she never listened to me when I tell her about Jesus.
我知道我的母亲是非常的固执啊，她不愿意听我讲有关耶稣基督的事情。
So I didn't know when I learned about my mother's lung cancer that I would one day go back to her bedside and pray with her every day.
我并不知道有这样的机会，当我母亲有癌症的时候，我就能够回到她的身边陪她每一天。
When I first learned that my mother had cancer, I didn't know that one day my mother, by her bedside, she would finally say, I believed in Jesus.
我也从来不知道当我母亲因为癌症在躺在床上的时候，她有一天能够来接受耶稣基督。
If it weren't for that cancer and her death, impending death, she would never have softened her heart to God.
若不是有这个癌症，若不是她已经觉得濒临要死亡，她就没有机会来接受神。
I also had an older sister who was 7 years older than I am.
我有一个大我七岁的姐姐。
She's also very stubborn.
她也是非常的固执。
Seems like all the women in my family are stubborn.
好像我家里的女人都非常的固执。
She was not a Christian.
她并不是一个基督徒。
And she would always chief me. She would always look down on me as the youngest brother.
那这个姐姐就常常会欺负这个弟弟，然后呢看不起弟弟。
When I told her about Jesus, she would always make fun of me.
当我跟她提有关耶稣基督的事情，她就会笑我，嘲笑我。
Every time we talked, every time we went on the phone, we would argue.
然后如果我们在电话里面讲到，那就会起争执。
Every time we spoke, she always has to have the last word.
那每次我们讲呢，他就最后，他就总是要讲最后的话。
When I first found out that my mother had cancer, how would I know that my sister would never get to say goodbye to my mother?
那当我知道我的母亲得到癌症的时候，我怎么会知道我的姐姐没有机会跟我的母亲来说再见？
I didn't know that my sister would then go into a depression.
我并不知道我的姐姐就得到忧郁症。
I didn't know that my sister would.One day go to a church with a friend.
那我也不知道说有一天我的姐姐会跟她的朋友到教会去。
I didn't know that suddenly God would invade her life and she would just surrender herself to Jesus.
我实在不知道竟然有一天神会来到她的生命当中，让她有机会来接受主。
When I first found out that my mother had cancer, I didn't know my sister would one day become a vibrant Christian.
当我知道我母亲得到癌症的时候，我实在不知道有一天竟然我的姐姐能够成为一个非常热心的基督徒。
I didn't know that my sister would become very active in her church and eventually, last year become ordained as a lay pastor.
那我并不知道我的姐姐竟然以后会在教会里面非常的热心，甚至在去年她成为一位受膏的牧师，被安立的牧师。
God works through our pain.
神透过我们的痛苦来。
When we do not realize and when we do not understand.
当我们并不知道我们不明白的时候。
The rest of the story in John chapter 11 tells us that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
在剩下的这个十一章里面的故事里面，就提到耶稣将拉撒路从死里就让他复活了。
It brings us some comfort.
他好像带给我们一些安慰。
But not too much.
但是这个安慰并不大。
Because it is up to God to decide whether he will do these miracles or not.
因为这是神的权柄，他决定要不要行使这样子的神迹。
Sometimes he raises Lazarus, sometimes he allows Lazarus to rot.
有些时候他让拉撒路复活，有些时候他是让拉撒路就这样子毁坏。
Otherwise, no Christian would die.
要不然的话，就所有的基督徒都不会死了。
Secondly, it does not bring us too much comfort because Lazarus, do you know what happened to him afterwards?
第二点，神所在这件事情上面所带来的这个安慰并不是很大。你知道拉撒路后来怎么样了呢？
He died again.
他后来还是死了。
He died again.
他又死了。
He's not here anymore.
他并不在这里了。
These miracles do not last for eternity.
这些神迹并不是会永远的都留下来。
But from this passage, my brothers and sisters, I find comfort in this one thing.
但是弟兄姐妹，透过这样子的信息，我得到一个非常安慰的。
It's the third point we're looking at.
就是第三点我们来所看到的。
God feels deeply our pain.
神感受我们的痛苦。
What is the shortest verse in the whole Bible?
在圣经当中最短的经节是什么？
Chapter 11, verse 35.
第11章的第35节。
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
The Bible says that Jesus burst into tears.
圣经里面提到耶稣的眼泪夺眶而出。
Most people believe that God is powerful enough to help us in our problems.
很多人相信神有这样子的能力来解决我的问题。
But many people question if God really cares about you and me.
但是很多人他会有疑问，神到底是不是关心你跟我？
But these four little words in the shortest verse of the whole Bible tell us that He does care.
但是这一节圣经当中最短的一节经节，他告诉我们，耶稣实在是关心我们。
耶稣哭了，
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
It tells me that.Jesus cares.
他告诉我们耶稣基督他真的是关心。
It tells me that God understands our pain.
他告诉我们神实在是了解我们的痛苦。
When we weep,
当我们流泪的时候，神就与我们一同流泪。
God does not just see the big picture.
神不是只是看到一个大的大的这个全局。
He doesn't just look at the big picture, he sees each individual.
他不是只是看全貌，他也对每一个人他都看得到。
It also tells me that when Jesus was hanging on the cross, it was real pain that he felt.
这也告诉我，当耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，他的所受的痛苦是真的。
God is not just sitting up there looking at us like a drama, like pieces on a chessboard.
神并不是坐高高的坐在天上，然后看我们好像在演戏，或者是像在走棋，下棋一样。
He understands what you and I are going through.
你我所经历过的。
And therefore, when Jesus rose from the dead for that last time, that one time, the first time in human history, not just being raised back from the dead, but conquering death.
所以当那一次耶稣基督从死里复活，人类历史上。第一次从死里复活，他所征服的。
Lazarus was not resurrection. Lazarus was just resuscitation.
拉撒路并不是复活，他只不过是从
救了，这是急救，
这是急救又活过来了。
But Jesus, when he came back from the life, that was real.
但是耶稣基督他从死里复活，那个复活是真的。
And he said that because he is resurrected, he has conquered our pain, our sin, our death.
因为耶稣基督他的复活他战胜了死亡跟罪他就能够体验到我们的痛苦
If we can read together verse 25
如果我们一起来读第25节
Where Jesus says I'm the resurrection and life I'll ask brother one to read with all of us That one verse, verse 25
在25节我们一起来读25节一起来耶稣对他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活
Jesus is calling us to trust in him
耶稣要我们来相信他
He may be calling you today to just wait
他可能今天要你要等待
Maybe just like Mary and Martha you have to wait for that 4 days
可能就像玛利亚和马大一样他们要等四天
Maybe to some of us Jesus is calling you to roll away that stone
或者是对我们当中要我们去将那块坟墓外面的那个大石头挪开
Think about how much faith it took
想想看这个要有多大的信心在这当中
It's a bad odor in there
很臭的
Jesus already let me down once and he's telling me to do this
耶稣基督已经之前就让我失望了现在他又要我做这样子的事情
Jesus may be speaking to you and saying Do you trust me?
耶稣基督说不定他是有点不太正常了，竟然要我来信任他这样子。
And he is asking you, can you trust me?
他就是来在问我们，你愿不愿意来信任他
？Because God sees past our pain.
因为神看透我们的痛苦。
He knows what's going on in our lives.
他知道我们生活当中、我们生命当中所发生的事情。
He works through our pain.
他透过痛苦来工作。
He may be even bringing something beautiful from our pain.
他甚至可以透过我们所受的痛苦能够让事情美好。
And God feels deeply our pain.
神也感受到很深深的感受到我们的痛苦。
He understands what we are going through and he's doing something to make everything right.
他知道我们所经历过的，他要让事情做对。
He wants us to trust him today.
他希望我们来信任他,
even in our pain.
甚至当我们在痛苦当中,
can we bow our heads?
我们一起来,
I believe that there are some people in here.
我相信在我们当中有一些人,
you might be going through a lot of pain in your life.
可能你在你的生命里面,
I would definitely love to have the honor to pray for you.
在这边, 我有这样子的荣幸能够为你来祷告。
Maybe some of us are even angry at people or angry at God.
甚至我们当中有些人可能对人对其他人实在是很生气或对神感到很愤怒。
Maybe because of your pain, you do not want to go to God.
可能有些人因为受到的这个痛苦不愿意来到神面前。
You refuse to believe in Jesus Christ because of that pain.
你拒绝接受 接受耶稣基督，因为你所受的痛苦，你不愿意接受他。
But whatever you are going through right now, the Bible says God knows and He cares.
但是圣经当中告诉我们，无论我们所经历过的，神他都来，他都是关心我们，他都是与我们感受到我们的痛苦。
He's calling you and He's calling me to come and trust in Him today.
他正在对你来呼召他。 对你对我，他今天要你来对他信赖他。
If you are someone today, you feel that okay, God is speaking to me. I'm willing to trust Him.
如果在我们当中，你觉得是的，神今天来对我说话。
Would you commit yourself to saying yes? I will trust you, whatever pain I'm going through.
我们愿不愿意来对神说，是的，神啊，我愿意来信任你。 即使我在痛苦当中，我都愿意来相信，来让你带领。
If that is you, would you indicate that by raising your hand?
如果你就是当中的一位，你愿不愿意将你的手举起来？
And you're saying, Jesus, I want you to come and heal my pain.
你说，主啊，
see the hand.
主啊，我要你来到我当中来安慰我的痛苦，我看到了。
If there's anyone else, you can just raise your hand and put it down.
在我们当中，如果你有感受的，请你举手。看到了，谢谢。看到了，看到了。
Is there anyone else who is saying, "Yes, God, I don't know why, but you know why, so I will trust you"?
在我们当中，是不是有人说，神啊，我不知道为什么，但是你知道为什么，我只要相信你。
I see the hand.
还有没有人？
Okay.
有看到了，你可以将手放下，谢谢。
Let's join our hearts together in prayer.
让我们一起同心来祷告。God,
you saw the hands that went up.
神啊，你看到那些举手的弟兄姐妹。Or
even the hands that are so weak and so in such pain that we could not even lift them up.
甚至因为我们所受的痛苦，我们心里实在是挣扎，我们手都举不起来的。When
people look at us, they see the outside.
当人看到我们，只看到我们的外表。
And it's easy for us to put on a smile so no one would ask and no one would know.
很多时候我们只是用一个微笑的外貌，让人看不出来我们心里所受的痛苦。
But God, you see the inside and you know what we are going through.
但是神，你知道我们的心里面，你知道我们所经历过的。
Help us to trust in you today.
求你帮助我们，让我们能够来信任你。
We may never understand what we are going through, but you do.
我们 或许没有办法知道我们所经历过的，但是神，我们知道你知道。So
we will trust that you are bringing something beautiful even out of our pain and despair.
所以神，我们信靠你，因为我们知道，在我们所经历的痛苦，你要将美好的事情带到我们当中。But
most of all, we thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross.
但更重要的神啊，我们感谢你，赐下耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受死。On
the cross, He has conquered death and pain.
在十字架上，他战胜了这痛苦。That
this pain was real when he went to the cross.
是耶稣基督所痛的痛苦，在十字架上痛苦是真实的。We
thank you for caring about us.
我们感谢你，你实在是关心我们。Help
us to trust in you, and we pray that you would take care of us.
帮助我们能够信靠你，因为我们信靠你，你能够来帮助我们。
Help us to walk by faith and not by sight.
让我们是能够靠着信心来走前面的道路，而不是靠我们的眼见。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.